Four Strings offers an available for hire network of vetted professionals who specialize in serving women. When you have a life event that has suddenly made money a priority, you can now move forward with a whole new confidence that you're getting advice and services from savvy professionals who are uniquely equipped to serve your needs. Go to pursestrings.co and use our directory of handpicked financial professionals when you're ready to plan for retirement, navigate divorce, buy your next home, fire up your new business, and more. Go to pursestrings.co or check the link in the show notes. Now you can be financially fearless.
Thank you, fearless listeners, and go you for hitting play. Please like and subscribe as it helps us grow. Also, share this with a friend as we have to keep talking about this shit. Now let's dive in.
Coming up on today's edition of Women and Money, the shit we don't talk about, our guest is Jennifer Merida.
Jennifer owns Grace Financial Consulting and is one of our Purse Strings approved professionals.
Jen has a powerful story to share. From someone so young, she has lived many lives and many transitions, and she's here to share her story.
Jennifer is a financial planner and also a certified divorce financial analyst, which is a certification women should look for if they're needing financial professional help and going through divorce. Jennifer will tell us all about it. Let's dive in and get started.
Gloria Steinem once said, "We will never solve the feminization of power until we solve the masculinity of wealth." Barbara Provost and Maggie Nielsen are the team at Purse Strings that will help you navigate the ins and outs of financial independence so that you can be financially fearless. This is Women and Money, the shit we don't talk about.
Hey, Jennifer, we are so glad to have you on today with us. We are eager to hear your story and share your expertise when it comes to working with women going through divorce, as I know you've gone through this process yourself. But let's start by having you kind of introduce yourself to our community.
Well, thank you both for having me here. I'm very excited. And yes, so again, I'm Jennifer Merida, and I'm a certified divorce financial analyst. I'm a mother of six children. So like Barb said in the beginning, I have had many, many lives, and I have six awesome children. One of them is a forever angel at 4 years old. So just very blessed with a lot of different life lessons, including going through a divorce, which I know it sounds funny saying that it's a blessing, but the blessing is that I get to help many people through my experience.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing. So let's dive in a little bit, and we'd love for you, Jen, to share a bit about your own divorce experience. Even as a financial professional, I know that you even said there were some hiccups you had yourself. So share a bit about your own experience and the financial impacts.
So I went through my divorce in 2012, and I had three small children. All my children were under the age of six, and I knew that a divorce was inevitable. And going through it, I had a good career, very busy. My ex-husband or husband at the time had a good career. And knowing that the marriage was not going to be saved, I went through it. And once I make a decision, and I think a lot of women will go through this, especially if they are career women or somebody that's just made up their mind and they have a strong personality, as many people told me, I have a strong personality, made the decision and it was time to move forward. So went through my divorce and said, I'm good. I don't need anything from him. And I trusted my family law attorney with everything. It was, you know, whatever they said. And if he may have said some suggestions and I said, no, I can support myself, I'm good. I like to call it that I was confident to a fault. Mm-hmm. I was overconfident in my ability, and I did not have understanding of what the decisions I was making meant to my future. And I really wish I would have paused and had somebody guide me through. And you asked about a couple mistakes that I made, because I'm very open about it. And I said, hey, I wish I would have known me. So I had at that point about 15 years of experience in finances, 12 to 15 years of experience. I've been in banking. I've guided many people. I've had many licenses and letters behind my name and guided many people to help them with their finances. But when it comes to your own, you have a fog, or you just have a misunderstanding of where you're at with your finances. Yeah. And you're too close, right? It's like a doctor doing surgery on himself. And it doesn't work. But I was not going to accept anything. I just said, you know what? I don't need his 401k, his, right? I'm using this language. That's not really appropriate. I don't need the equity in the house. We moved here from a different state and we bought the house, and we used to flip houses beforehand. So built a lot of savings. And, you know, they say stuff, right? They say like, well, that's not yours. So you don't deserve that. And I was like, well, that's fine. I don't deserve it and I don't need it.
So you believe those messages that were given, right?
I did. You said there's guilt involved. I felt guilty because I was the one that asked for the divorce.
Oh, okay. I hear you now. So when you said I don't need it, is it because you felt guilty, like it wasn't yours to take?
Guilty that I didn't understand that it was mine to take, but guilty as in I asked for this, right? I'm tearing my family apart, but it was much needed. It was, you know, definitely, I never want to go into too much backstory, but it was much needed and it had to happen, the divorce, for myself and my health. And so guilt about that, not wanting to fight and have the bill be higher.
Yeah.
He was very adamant about the saving, right? He was very strong-willed also. And I just was like, that's fine. I'll make it up. It'll be fine. Well, somebody doesn't realize what $100,000 to make that up in a time of life where you're already in your 30s at that time, that takes a long time to make that up.
Yeah.
And I should not have been so rash with my decisions, and I should have really sat down and understood my own finances. I was trying to work. I was trying to be a mom, and I was trying to go through this divorce and start a new life. That's a lot going on. That's the one thing I could say, nope, I'm good. I'm going to move forward. I don't need the equity in the home. I don't need the 401k, because it was one last thing I had to fight about, even though it was very worth, I say fighting, it wouldn't have been fought. There's statutes in place, but I just wasn't educated enough in the divorce realm going through the situation and my stressful life.
Yeah. I'm like amazed that you're, you know, still working full time, raising these three kids, and then you're like, I'll manage all the finances for this divorce. Like, got your superwoman cape on over there.
Yeah, superwoman cape had a little hole in it that I put there myself, right? Sometimes you are your own worst enemy, and I was in my divorce.
And I hear a lot of financial professionals say they work with women going through divorce who just want to get it done. They just want to rush and get it done. And it's almost like, I just don't want to deal with this. I want it over. And in hindsight, they lose out on so much.
Well, and Barb, I think there's a couple reasons behind that. One, you want to get it done because you just know you're in this emotional turmoil, and every day you don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You don't know what the text is going to be. You don't know what the phone call. You just want to start your new chapter in your life and close that one. And then it's also just like, you're afraid to ask, right? You're afraid to move forward, because now you talk to your lawyer and you say, well, hey, what if I do this? And I was afraid my bill for the lawyer was going to be too high. So now I'm like, but I didn't understand that. Okay, well, let's analyze what the bill would be, which maybe would have been $500 more, or, you know, even $1,000 compared to $100,000 that should have been equitable distribution of assets in divorce.
Right.
When I tell you those numbers now, you're like, well, that's a no-brainer. Well, it's not a no-brainer when it's just you and the lawyer and you have these preconceived notions that you're probably not telling the lawyer, and it's not their fault, but it's those preconceived notions. When you can have somebody else come in and say, wait a minute, let's pause. Let's look at the facts. And I needed that.
Yeah. So when you told your attorney you didn't want any of that, did he or she say, maybe you should reconsider?
Honestly, they said, okay, you know, if that's what you want. I really needed him to like come through and say, hey, let's look at this a different way. But he said that, and I didn't, you know, I didn't push back because I didn't want to pay him anymore. And that was just such a big mistake. And it was rushing. I was rushing through. I wanted it over with. And that is one of the things I say is the biggest mistake people make in divorce is rushing. Rushing decisions, not sleeping on it, saying, hey, I want the house. I'm going to do anything for the house. I'll give up the retirement. What does that mean? What does it mean right now? What does it mean 5 years? What does that mean 10 years from now? Because you need to make informed decisions because there's no do-over once those papers are signed. There's no do-over. And I looked at back at my divorce decree and I was like, what did I sign? And that's what many people will tell me. They'll say, I wish I knew you because I didn't understand what I was signing. How crazy is it to not understand what you're signing on a legal document that you can't go back on that impacts your life so much? There's not much more that impacts your life signing something as a divorce decree.
Definitely. Yeah. These are documents that we definitely need to understand. And so it seems like from what you're saying here, since you knew the finances, your team was pretty much you and the attorney, correct?
Yeah. I think they trusted that I knew what I was doing. And it's, you know, I work with some CFOs and I'm always like, oh, that's, they're more averse in finance than I am. Well, I take them out of the weeds, right? I needed somebody to take me out of the weeds because I was more saying and out of my own confidence level. And then I needed them to question me a little bit more and they didn't do it because they were like, well, she's in finance. She knows she'll be okay. It was my divorce. It was too emotional. I was too close to it. I needed somebody to bring me out of it.
And so we always say, you know, have a CDFA, a certified divorce financial analyst, on your team when getting divorced. And so can you kind of explain to our listeners why they would, A, hire another professional when they're already paying an attorney a ton of money to help really right. divide all these assets, to bring another person on the team, even though you are, you know, not wanting to spend all your money on divorce? You know, why is having someone like you on your team essential?
So a certified divorce financial analyst is specifically trained to help clients go through their specific situation. Because what happens is you'll talk to friends, like I talk to friends, right? And they say, well, mine was this and I got this. Well, that's between those two individuals, not you and your soon-to-be ex in your situation. Everybody's different. So that CDFA is trained to look at all aspects of divorce finance. And that's what I needed. Like I said, I hate looking at my divorce decree now, and I wish it wasn't like that. But what they will do is look at your situation. What are you currently spending? What is your budget? And then what are your assets and liabilities? And then what's marital and what's non-marital? So they're trained to show and then break it down in a certain way that's really easy to have you look at in such an emotional state. And I'm on your side, right? Sometimes the family law attorneys will say, like, they feel like it's against them, or yes, they're on their side, but there's always like, well, if I talk to them, it's going to cost me money, right? You're paying this planning fee for a CDFA and you're accessible. I'm accessible all the time for my clients. So if they have a question, they can talk to me and they feel like, okay, I have somebody on my team that's on my side of the table looking out for me and understanding what, you know, equity means, right? Okay, so if you take this investment that is been, you know, we've had it, we've been married for 30 years, we've had this investment since for 25 years, what about capital gains tax? What about now you need your retirement money? Can you get it without a penalty? So what are the tax consequences? Is there cash flow issues? Is there retirement planning issues? How close are you to retirement? So looking at your goals and finding out, okay, this is what your assets are. How does it match what your goals are for, first of all, your divorce, but then into planning college for your kids or retirement? So the CDFA is trained to look exactly at those financials where the lawyers are for the law. Now they know finances too, right? Because they deal with it every day, but specifically trained to give you that comprehensive look and plan for you is what a CDFA does. And then when those decisions come or negotiations, it's not easy, right? It's like, okay, well, let's do this. And they come back and say, well, no, let's do this. That you're confident in saying, okay, I understand what, you know, taking $10,000 less means or keeping the house or selling the house. I understand what that means to me personally because my CDFA went through that with me. So that's why having a CDFA is so important because they're with you during this time when these decisions are critical.
I think that is so important because let's be clear, the attorney knows the law, and sure, they look at financials, but they're not going to be advocating for you in particular about your financials and digging in the way a CDFA would. So correct. That's why a CDFA on your team is helping you to really see clearly about what is the money involved and the investments involved, the tax consequences, and what is the best financial decisions you can make for yourself at that table, like you said, that will really make huge impact in your life moving forward. So it's just a no-brainer to have a CDFA on your team.
And the CDFA is there with you afterwards as well, right? Depending on the relationship, but the CDFA is there after. So when things need to be completed or transferred or explained, they've been there with the process. They're not trying to catch up. They were part of your team. So now they're with you after, where the attorney's job is normally done once the papers are signed in most cases.
It just seems like the investment of hiring a CDFA is so worth it at the end. Just like you said, you know, if you spend $3,000 more now, but you got, you know, $100,000 throughout the house or whatever it was, it's well worth it.
And let's talk about what it costs. I mean, is it a flat fee to hire a CDFA? How does it work?
So for Grace Financial Consulting, we do a flat fee. So sometimes things are really easy. Like, hey, I just need to do an after my divorce is final, but I don't understand this decree at all. So, or somebody just needs a quick look and it's about a month I work with them. There's a fee for a month and then 3 months and 6 months. So 6 months is the longest I go with my clients. And 6 months is, like you said, Maggie, it's, you know, right now it's $3,500. Well, how much money are you getting back in good decisions and decisions that are for you specifically? Maybe there's a buyout of maintenance. Maybe there's some really creative options that we can strategize and look at. Or maybe it's saving a little bit of money with the lawyers as well. Right. I mean, lawyers are worth their time and worth their money, trust me. But we don't want to overpay anybody.
But just knowing that you could like sleep at night with confidence about your decisions is also priceless.
100%. 100%. I had a lady that hired me that said, this is what my lawyer said. I just need to know that you know my finances and will you just look at this and say, okay, she just wanted that second opinion.
Yeah.
And it helped her sleep at night and it was worth it.
And so I know there are some tips you always give like right off the bat if people are thinking about going through divorce or kind of in that process right now. And so I know that first one starts with self-care and some of that is just getting a good night's rest of sleep. But what other, you know, recommendations do you have when women are either thinking about it or know they're going to go through divorce and, you know, want to stay on track?
So what I did in my divorce, or what I did after, was go look for my kids' birth certificates and order them and order social security cards, right? Because I didn't. I left and was, you know, moved out and said, I'll figure it out later. Well, that was the wrong thing to do. So if you're another little tidbit mistake from learning from my situation, but if you're thinking about divorce, gather your financial documents. And it doesn't mean, you know, taking them and hiding. If the other person needs them, you know, you can give them back to them and they can copy those. But tax returns and birth certificates, your marriage certificate, photos, right? Gather things that may be more difficult to get later. The lawyers can always, you know, subpoena or order. But what does that mean? Back and forth between lawyers means the bill goes up when you can avoid that. So gather your financial documents and as much as you can to make everybody's life easier, because you're going to be asked for those financial documents. You may be asked to go back 5 years in certain situations.
Yeah. And Purse Strings has a great divorce guide that goes over a comprehensive list of all the documents you should gather. It's free. And we're going to put a link to that right in the show notes. So if you're interested in grabbing that, just look in the show notes and you can download that link.
That's so helpful. So then after that, when you have all your documents, right, and you're staring at them going, okay, what do I do with this? That's when you reach out to a financial professional to help you, like a CDFA, to help you dig through those documents and do an analyzation of what your assets and what your liabilities are. And maybe there was assets before you were married, or he or she, right, the other side has assets too. What is marital? What's non-marital? Setting those expectations of, hey, this could be what the attorneys or judges decide, and really gives you a clear plan of what your life would look like. How much? Some people are going to say, well, I just can't afford this. I'm not going to have any money left. That's a really blanket statement that I like to really like take those covers off and say, okay, this is what this means. You are going to be okay, and giving you that confidence. So looking and assessing your financial situation, cash flow, budget, like we talked about before, understanding what is it, what are your assets, what are your liabilities, and showing you, because everybody goes through life, we're working, we're taking care of our kids. Have we really dove in? Some people have, most people have not. And I say that from experience. And then monitoring and looking at, right, what are your goals and what are your husband's goals? If you can think about the other side, you're going to save so much time and money and not be blindsided by something that he comes back with. You know that person better than anybody else, right? You've been married to them for how many years? What is he or she going to want in that divorce? And write those down. So when you're looking at negotiations or you're looking at your financial situation, say, you know, I really think he's going to want the car, or he's going to want the house, or he's going to not want to, you know, give up any of his retirement, like in my situation. So you know that going in, and it gives you that peace of mind, because the most thing you want to do is reduce the unknowns, reduce those. It's going to give you less stress, and it's going to help you sleep at night, which is part of that whole self-care.
Yeah, the unknowns. And sometimes we don't know because we haven't been part of the discussion to really know where you're at and what the unknowns are. So, and I think talking that through with the CDFA, you can have a good dialogue and ask a good Q&A, things maybe you haven't thought about. So yeah, I think that you need to really, you know, not rush through things and really take this time to go through all of this information. That's awesome.
Those are really good points. And I named my business Grace Financial because of Grace. I have a lot of women come to me that are very, very smart business women. And they say, I just left the finances up to my husband. That was his role. And I should have known this, and I should have. I'm like, no, you shouldn't have, right? Like, yes, we all need to pay more attention, but we all trust the other person. You trust who you're married to. So don't worry. We're going to find this out now. And I'm going to walk alongside you, and we're going to understand every single asset you have, what it means, you know, what it means if you have it, if you don't, and go through it with you. But no, like, take that I should have and having that shame out of it, because so many people are like, I'm so embarrassed. I don't want you embarrassed. Like, I'm here to help you. That's why I'm here. And that's why I named it Grace, because people need grace going through divorce.
I love that. Yeah. There is so much shame, shoulda, coulda, woulda. And yeah, we all always recommend that, you know, you should jump into your finances, but if today's the day, then today's the day. We're excited to get started. Mm-hmm. You know, that's it. I'm so glad you came to the table.
I 100% agree.
So what's the last step that you wanted to share?
The last step I want to share is you need to protect yourself. You need to protect and understand your credit, which means looking at your credit reports, pulling, because you may have something on there that you don't know. If you're going through a divorce, maybe you were asked for a divorce and the other side has been planning, right? People just turn into different people, unfortunately, and you see the worst of people. And hope for the best, but let's plan and say, let's look at your credit, make sure nobody's, you know, taking a credit card out in your name or have a loan in your name. There's so many times I've seen that happen. They said, well, I didn't even know I had this. So protect your credit. Look at it first, monitor it, and protect it. And also monitor your accounts. So sometimes there's some articles out there say, close all of your joint accounts. Well, sometimes you can't do that and you're going to get in trouble. But if the attorney tells you to, great. But what I can say is protect yourself. And if it means opening up your own accounts and during time, like if you see money going away, if you need to put money in that account to protect it, doesn't mean it won't have to go back to the other side. It could. But if you're the smart one that is needing to protect for yourself and your kids, really it's monitoring and protecting your credit and your assets.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I'd be probably not surprised about how many people actually get credit cards taken out in somebody else's name.
Yeah, we've heard a lot of sad stories about that. People unknowingly realizing all the credit that's been taken out and now they're responsible for. So,
right.
Yeah, great points. And can you just share how to get a hold of your credit and find that out? I don't know if everyone knows that.
So you're able to get a free copy of your credit report at the three major credit reporting agencies. We got TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. So if you go on to their websites, then you can pull a free credit report. There's also Credit Karma. Sometimes you have to pay for that, but it's worth it. I use Credit Karma myself, and it helps monitor and sends you, you know, fun little updates on your email or text as well, but having that monitored, right? So if somebody does, do a credit card in your name or sign up for one, it would report it to you and you could say, oh, that wasn't me. And time is of the essence when that happens. So yeah, those are the three ways to get your credit report. And I'll review it with you. So I'm very used to credit reports. I'll review it with you and tell you what's closed, what's open, what the credit limit is, what a balance is on it, and make sure that you're informed of everything that's out there in your name.
Wonderful. So as we wrap this up, Jen, do you have any other part? I mean, you've shared so much great information already that can really get women to, go down the right road, get their documents mm-hmm. together. They can use our guide to as a checklist. They can reach out to you, Jen, and have you walk them through everything. But what are some other parting thoughts or any other, words of wisdom that you want to share with women as they're thinking about or navigating a divorce and they still have some questions?
When I look back on my marriage and my divorce and I say, how much time I spent putting my wedding together, how much time and energy and how much I paid attention to every single detail because that day was so important. And I won't take it back. It was important at that time, right? But I had the person that made the cake and my dress, the venue, the food, catering, the church, the officiant, right? Everything went into it because everybody had their specialties. When we have to rewind that and a divorce is inevitable, I want people to think about it in the same way that I wish I would have thought about it. That would have saved me. Well, I would have had a lot more money and time, right? So I want people to learn from my mistakes, but I would have built my team of people who are specifically trained in these areas. So your family law attorney, CPA, right? Tax accountant, mortgage rep, because before you say you want to keep the house, can you keep the house, right? That's the one thing I say, like, let's find out before we go and negotiate this. Is this a possibility? And get this information. And a realtor is always good to have on your side. And then, of course, a financial professional, like a certified divorce financial analyst that's specifically trained in areas of divorce. So build your team and pay attention to these details, just like you did when you were getting married. Because that was a day, right? Everything I named during that marriage wasn't to help you. It wasn't a therapist. It wasn't the things that really could have helped you during your marriage. It wasn't a financial professional, right? Nobody looks for a financial professional when they get married. But maybe they should. And maybe that needs to be a new way to look at it. But when you're getting divorced, that needs to be looked at now because they're going to be the ones that help you because that paper can dictate and control your life for years and years to come. And you want to make sure you know what you're signing. So build your team to help you and they will be there for you and they will be your number one support system.
I love that analogy. It makes so much sense. I mean, you hired everyone in their specialty. And so now you got to hire everyone in their specialty again when the marriage comes to an end. And I do want to leave us on a little warmer note that now you're remarried, you're a mom of six.
Yes.
You recently
yes.
just opened up your own financial company. And so it seems like all things are going really great. And it's always exciting to see how people come out so happy and so successful, even after there's some decisions you wish you remade or some things like that, things still come out really great.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Divorce seems like it's never going to end. And then all of a sudden, I always tell people, I'm like, I cannot wait to see you in 2 years because your life is going to be different and you're going to be okay. And yes, I have awesome children. I have an amazing husband. He's a chiropractor. And everything is, like I said, right? Life has ups and downs, but everything is really, really good. And I'm really glad that I can take my experience and help people with Grace Financial Consulting.
Well, thank you, Jennifer, for coming on and providing so much great information. This has been amazing. And so, please feel free to reach out to Jennifer. She's one of our Purse Strings approved professionals. So you could check her out on our site, pursestrings.co. And all her information for Grace Financial is also on there. And yeah, I think this was a great episode. Thank you, Jennifer, for coming on today. And we look forward to talking to all our listeners soon. Please share this with any women that might need it in your life and leave us a wonderful review as that helps us grow. Have a great day.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you, guys.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Purse Strings offers an available for hire network of vetted professionals who specialize in serving women. When you have a life event that has suddenly made money a priority, you can now move forward with a whole new confidence that you're getting advice and services from savvy professionals who are uniquely equipped to serve your needs. Go to pursestrings.co and use our directory of handpicked financial professionals when you're ready to plan for retirement, navigate divorce, buy your next home, fire up your new business, and more. Go to pursestrings.co or check the link in the show notes. Now you can be financially fearless.